Thank you. Thank you, Primo. It's a really, really good, wonderful song. Wonderful chant, isn't it? Oh. And you sing it so well, and thank you for that.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's all I sing right now.
It's a good one. It's a time for that. It's a time to get that. We'll use dualist terms, that relationship with God really heated up and passionate and sweet and faithful. God isn't with because God is all things, and yeah, this is what is discovered in the relationship, so to speak, relationship with God, is that there is no relationship. There is no two involved. There is only, I don't go any further. I feel that the statement becomes a little trite, a little overheard, a little overexpressed, and I think you know what I mean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. So I give you a little update on Donnie, and yesterday I attempted and succeeded to offer transmission, which I haven't offered because I haven't actually had the opportunity to. And yesterday was a really good opportunity, but the house here buzzes. So in the background, there was a like that all through it. And I thought I could cut it out, but maybe I can. We'll see. I don't know if I'll send it out or not. Donnie, he woke up yesterday from 4 days, 4.5 days, something like that, unconsciousness. And we're very happy about that, really happy about that. Now starts an arduous journey for Donnie to change his life. And as I was telling to Antisa and Will, Donnie's really a wonderful person. And he's had some strokes of really bad luck. He's been a functioning addict for 30 years, which I just found out 5 years ago, last time I saw him. So that's there. That's in the middle of that. And well, he was just hanging on there by a thread, just by a tattered thread, by a thread that was really worn between his life and passing. So Donnie has returned. He's still in ICU, I'm pretty sure. He'll be in rehabilitation, I'm sure. One question that was asked was, wasn't Donnie under sedation? So naturally he would be sleeping. And when they brought him in, he called the ambulance by himself. He was in a place and he started vomiting blood, I say, to the point where they had a hard time to replace it. His transfusions were competing with the emptiness of blood in his body. It was very, very strong. Anyhow, he called the ambulance and he put himself in the ICU, and they gave him a sedative. And by that evening, they were wondering why he hadn't woken up from that sedative. So none of the sedatives could have kept him from being unconscious, from what I understand. His unconsciousness was due to the situation that he was in. This is what I understand. And, I want to ask you if you will do this before I move into a bit of a an observation. If you have and are continuing, because we have to continue, we are going to continue our prayers that Donnie takes a really good road for himself. If you have offered a prayer or offering prayers for Don, and they've been happening all over the world, will you please write me a note and say that you have offered prayers for Donnie or offering prayers for Donnie or whatever ceremony or candle lighting you have participated in? Send me a note, because I'm going to collect them and I'm going to turn them over to Donnie. And he's very tender-hearted. He's not a hard guy at all. He's explosive, but he's not a hard person. And he's also very peaceful and very sweet. So he's got this nature going this way and that way. I would appreciate that, because I'm going to send him everyone's notice. So somebody wrote to me and said, well, I imagine you're very, very worried. No, I'm not worried at all. We don't worry at all. I asked Indra, are you worried? And Indra said, no. And I asked Sahar, are you worried? And he said, no. And we didn't act worried, or we didn't. I had my tears. I can only speak for myself. There's no question that my heart is still broken over this. It's probably going to remain until he makes a choice about how he's going to proceed. But worry is one of the most viral energies that we can put into ourselves and lay upon someone else who really doesn't deserve all of that anxiety and angst and anger and blame and expectation. I said too that I've been asking you for 30 years, some of you anyhow, to really give up worry altogether, because it's a little poison, doesn't do anything at all for anybody whatsoever. And the person who asked me if I was, you know, very, very worried, has been around me for a very long time, well over 20 years. And I would like for you to know that whatever I'm directing you to, I have accomplished and am continuing to accomplish. I am ing. I am always and forever ing. And I wouldn't ask anything of you or direct you to any place that I myself has not been and seen the results of. So I would never worry about anything. What does it do? If it did something, I would worry, but it doesn't do a thing. So we all kept a very deep calm, a strong presence, a deep love for Donnie and his dire situation, but none of us worried at all. There's no sense in that. So I just want that you shall know that if I ask something of you to consider, I have already considered it and have gone down that pathway. And I like Master Ing. I like Master Ing because there's no end to the challenges that will say, are you where you say you are? Is this my opportunity to really drop the worry completely? So like that. So Donnie woke up yesterday, and I want everybody to know he came out of his unconsciousness yesterday. And Russ says, because I'm not there, his brother is there. Russ says he's speaking very slowly. And I think they had a joke between them already, a little bit of a smile. But Donnie's very groggy and probably very worn out. I will get in touch with him as soon as I can. I'm going to Florida tomorrow, it looks like. Anything can change any moment. And I'll be headed back to France very soon, next Sunday. And anything can happen any moment. So we're open for anything to happen any moment. And that's the report. I wish that you please send me a little note stating, if you have, if you want to, that you have offered a prayer for Donnie's well-being, whatever, however you say that. So, Shanti Mai, are you really in Baltimore? Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow. So, early. Let's go to Ken.
Namaste, Guruji.
Namaste, Ken.
Yeah, good to see you again, and blessings to you and your family. Blessings to you, yes.
Send me a note so I can give it to Don.
Of course, yeah, Guruji, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, addictive behaviors and how I'm so familiar with it from a personal angle as well. And how, you know, I've not been coming to satsang for various reasons for a few weeks now. And so it's good to be here today. And even then, I wasn't sure if I'd be coming today, actually, because I've deviated from the path a little bit, you know, with some kind of, you know, actions that are not consistent with this path. And yet today, before coming on, I went to the park, like you always would suggest, sat down underneath the oak tree and absorbed the sunshine and just saw the blades of grass and the light coming through the leaves. And then I thought to myself that, you know, your reminder is always going to be with me, because you mentioned about those things in your transmissions and they just stay. They come in at different times of my life to me again. And so I'm very grateful.
Wow, you always come back to satsang. You know, this is one of the points that we were speaking about yesterday in satsang, is that mistake make better.
Mm-hmm.
It's great not to make mistake, but it's great. it's also important to make mistake, because not intentionally, but unintentionally for sure. Because it really shows one where one truly desires to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Kensugi or Kensuji, filling the cracks with gold, so that mistake makes more beautiful art through the life. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Guruji.
You're very, very, very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you.
And stop whatever you're doing.
Blessings to you, Guruji.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Rahasya.
Hello, Shanti Mai. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. When Premo was singing the blessing song this morning, it landed in a new way for me. I've heard it several times. I love the song. And I don't know much more to say, except that when you spoke about with God and really there's no separation, I heard the song as the words are speaking about us and that which the Lord is giving, you could say, is also within me. So any time I look at another fellow being, that blessing, that potential for that song could be living through me. And yeah. And so the song just took a new turn in my heart. And I just felt so like, wow, it's about us too. And so I just felt excited to see that, and put that forth here in satsang.
You remember in satsang, I mentioned that all of the scriptures, all of the sutras and the Upanishads and the Gitas and the Bible and the Torah and all the Sufi, Rumi, all speak about you. They're not speaking about anything but you. And I think that's very powerful to have a realization that the scriptures are not talking about some abstract way for some perfect saint to proceed to be more luminous and bright, but that speaking to you about yourself and giving you awareness of what's always within you, always. What's always true in you. See, and it doesn't really have anything to do with what you do in your life, doesn't have anything to do with whether the persons are wonderful or not. It's always true. And to realize that, well, that's pretty wonderful, I would say. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Gabrielle and Max. I still pronounce it incorrectly. Sorry about that. But to me, there it is.
Namaste, Shanti.
Namaste, Shanti.
Namaste.
I wanted to share something, very small situation, and then I realized it happened after we were part of a Lachi circle for Donny. And that's not what this is about, but I realized that for me, working with this light and this energy, it is such a gift. So it's not just... Of course, the motivation was to support and send and love. But for me, it's also the opportunity to be lifted and become transparent and full of light and love. And it's such a gift.
I really appreciate what you're saying, because sometimes I feel that people feel, and I feel this out of observation, I see it, that people feel that the journey is too hard. It's too hard to change something. And it is difficult. There's no doubt about it. Like, we spoke in satsang last night that Rumi says, choose the pathway that demands the most of you, that demands everything of you, actually, is what he says. In that, what you're saying is so important, because when you enter, let's just say the worry point, because that comes up with Donnie quite a bit right now, the worry point. This is my opportunity to drop that anxiety out of my life, that expectation, that blame for something, that harshness, that actually worry creates these energies. And when a person will redirect their focus, they have the benefit immediately, just as you're saying. The benefit is not only for Donnie, it's for you. Fill with the benefit, and then you see, well, it may be difficult, but it's worth it. And when I drop the weight of my thoughts, I'm as light and luminous as a morning sun. And there's nothing I need to carry. I have faith in great mysteries, process of life, whether it is here or gone. And it may sound even a little cold or unconcerned, but that's not true. It's really offering to someone the best. Well, I don't like the word the best, so I'm not going to use it. We'll just skip that one. It's offering to someone an unburdened energy for their healing. And worry burdens not only the worrier, but the person who is, that anxiety is being laid upon. And then you're free in a way that's very clean. The energy that you're transmitting is very clear and very, very beautiful. Like you say, I am in moving in this direction, I find extremely beautiful ease and love and peace within me. All the time, it's there, always, always, and forever. I'm really glad that you see the results so that you will continue and you will benefit everyone in that continuance. You'll be serving the world in that continuance, 100%.
As the last time we spoke, you mentioned Indra's net, and that has stayed with me since consistently. This, all these diamonds, and the brighter one shines, the brighter everything shines. That's just wonderful.
And it's true. And it's not even shining. We use that word because, like you say, I my eyes are transparent, rooted in my heart, and I can see through a person's harshness or difficulty or whatever. Maybe not every single moment. Yes, maybe even every single moment. But it's because you care, and it's because you have, I always say, conducted the experiment to find the result. And sometimes the result doesn't come in the way that we think it will come. Sometimes it's not automatic. Sometimes it's down the road quite a bit. Sometimes maybe in the next lifetime. But everything that we will accomplish that benefits us and lightens our heart will absolutely serve everyone. Everyone. So it's time for faith in God, great mystery, totality, the functioning of the universe. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Shanti Mai.
Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Lee.
Hi, Shanti Maya. How are you?
I'm really good.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I mentioned, I didn't realize you were in Baltimore. If you need anything, I'd be glad to help.
Thank you.
What I wanted to ask is that I don't know if you know of a teacher who's now deceased, Rob Barbea,
who came up. No, I don't know.
He came up with something called soul-making dharma, but before that, he wrote a book that's called Seeing That Frees. And I just got a copy of it from the University of the West, which is, I was not familiar with them. But I was started to read it, and he talks about, fabrications, and that all is fabricated in terms of reality. And I was just wondering, is because a lot of times I'm able to, you know, drop into emptiness. And I just started to think about is because I've had a lot of practice of different stuff, yoga, meditation. So is that also fabricated in terms of and then if it is, how do I know if it, oh, so it is fabricated? So yes. So like pure.
I'm sorry. Me too. Fabricated is an interesting word. I would use the word that the yogis use, illusion. I feel that that might be, for us anyhow, a more direct term to understand. Fabrication is okay. It's a good word. It's meaningful also. And I'm sure that his work is wonderful because I love the title of his book. Mm-hmm. It's all illusion. But it doesn't, as Wang Po said, and I repeat this many times because I feel it's so beautiful. Wang Po had very wonderful language. He said, though there is no indwelling reality in any of this, in some marvelous way, it does exist. So we're very careful to hear about fabrication, but not to lean into it because in some marvelous way, it exists on its own. And both are so. It is illusion. And it does appear to exist. So Niels Bohr said, the opposite from a true statement is a false statement. The opposite from a profound truth may well be another profound truth. So yes, it is all illusion. Even you and I right here and now talking about illusion is illusion. Why is it illusion? Because it passes. And it not only passes, it passes consistently in an absolute eternal flow. So, and how do we come out of the illusion? Well, you wake up. You wake up from the nighttime dream and you wake up from this dreaming as well. And things don't change much. The tree is still the tree. The job is still the job. The family is still the family. The neighborhood is still the neighborhood. Everything looks the same. But you see it in a different way. As Gabriella said, when I look through these eyes, and I forget exactly how she said she saw that, but I'm sure the eyes rooted in the desire to see through the illusion and the love in her heart for whatever this is gives her the transparent view to see through it. That's called awakening. And enlightenment is enlightening in my view because it never ceases to be. So you wake up from this dream. You just wake up and you see that it is illusion. It's not a theory. It's not an abstract any longer. You see it because you see the changing and you see the flow of what is called time doesn't exist. And then you hear Wang Po say, though there's no indwelling reality in any of this, in some marvelous way it does exist. And you let those extraordinary observations of great souls rest in your heart and do its work on its own. I was looking for you in satsang. It's all good. You're here. So thank you so much. I pray that what has been said serves you. I have that prayer, that it serves you very well.
Everything you say serves me.
Well, I'm really happy about that. Thank God for that. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello, Devi.
Hello. Good morning, night, afternoon. I don't remember what time is it there.
So let me start out. Your poetry. Thank you. Long letters. Please edit. It's very hard for me to read long letters. But I do. Mm-hmm. So please always edit your letters very meaningfully to about this much. Go ahead.
Well, that one was something that came to me and I felt like sharing, and it was big before I felt like sharing. So
I appreciate that. I appreciate that too. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
You too.
I was here now in Satsang this night, and I was thinking, should I ask some questions? I have some doubts. And people raised their hands and asked the questions I had. So it's been wonderful. Everything you said, at least at some level related with something that I was thinking, including one question that I had about Rob Verbier, that I'm also doing his meditation. Not by the book, he had some recorded retreats, but I'm also following his practice just as well. And my question is related to this. I feel that in a deeper level, what Rob brings is the pure vision of Gautama Buddha, of Shakyamuni. And I feel that it's not 100% compatible with what I believe, that is also in the poetry, that is non-duality. And I was resisting to know Buddhism a little more because I felt it was not compatible, but it came to me so strongly, and now I'm practicing and I feel good by doing this practice. And the question is, there are many ways to awaken to enlightenment. I'm not really sure about if those are the proper terms. And I feel I never had one single path. I was always impacted by many different influences. And sometimes one comes and goes, and a different one comes and goes. And I don't feel they are always compatible. And what is the best way to proceed? I started following my intuition, but what is the best way to proceed considering all these marvelous sources of light?
I would say love. I would say that love is very difficult and very rewarding and very non-defining, and has everything to do with, I'm not fond of the word non-duality because it insinuates that there is duality and there's not. And when you go by the way of love, I mean, it's really very difficult to even speak about, because once you enter that space inside your heart called Gyan wisdom, it is saturated by love, devotion, commitment, seeing transparently, moving beyond habitual harming of oneself, belittling oneself, negating oneself. Love is extraordinarily insightful. And it's not at all what you think it is. Love cannot be defined. Love has no border. And all of the great yogis, Ramana Maharishi, Bodhidharma, Huang Po, Anandamayima, Jesus, the Buddha, Rumi, only speak of love. Because it is the most arduous path. It is the most difficult path. Because we get emotionally charged and we get decisive and say, well, I can't because I don't feel it. Then love shows you that love is not a feeling. It can be, but it's not necessary to have an emotional uprising or any experience whatsoever in love, except I desire deeply to see the truth, to be the truth, to take all layers that obscure the truth in me. And actually, love dissolves karmas. So, and it's wise and it's clear. And, oh my, whew, it's very, very demanding path. Very demanding path, extremely demanding. Because we let our emotions and our ideas and our judgments in the way. You know, I don't feel it. I don't see it. This person is not worthy. But when you want to see God, God will appear to you in everything. And you have to be patient. And maybe in a flash, like last night, I'm going to finish our conversation with this. Last night, Kirk, longtime Sanghi, said that he was just in a moment, he was backing out of his driveway and he saw a young person on a bicycle and they went in, the sun was setting and framed this person. And he said it was such a profound epiphany for him that it's still going on. Well, it's going to go on forever. He said the hair was glowing and the person was framed in this beautiful light. This is love. Love is compassion. Love is hard too sometimes. Very straight, not cozy and comfortable and sweet like candy. Sometimes it's really a fire. And a very hot fire, but it always stems from the heart, always. And the heart and mind become married in the alchemical marriage of heart and mind, wisdom. You know, the great Nisargadatta said, when I am love, I am all things. When I am wisdom, I am nothing, and my life fluctuates between the two. So I would say love is probably the most difficult journey. And Rumi said, choose the path that demands everything from you. It's not easy. But it's extremely beneficial for everyone you meet and yourself. And you're not cushy. You don't have to change yourself. You don't have to act like, oh, I love everybody. You don't have to act like that. You don't have to be saintly. You just, in your heart, are committed to loving God's creation as it is. And fit that wisdom in your heart, and it'll turn a key and many doors. So there it is. I'm happy that you come on and bring this awareness to the satsang.
Sorry, I muted myself.
One follow-up question. You said, you explained what love it is, and you also said that I have no idea of what it is. I think I had some glimpses, but how to work on it, how to get it in everyday life.
Yes, you go to your heart. I'm very strong for prayer. My view is prayer is the outflowing of divine poetry from within. And I would always speak to myself in moments of silence. I would be reading really wonderful, wonderful scripture. I always read scripture because I don't have to disagree with it. I don't have to analyze it. It's just very pure and very clear talking about myself. I would speak in my heart that that's, I want to be guided by wisdom and love. That's what I want. And I want to be guided by that and be patient and don't think that you're going to get it because you're not. You're going to be it because you are. I would always speak to myself in my heart. I would. I want this pure desire to see through all the judgments and all of the nonsense. I want to see with the eyes of love, live in wisdom. And this is my truest and greatest desire. My beloved, please guide me step by step. I am patient. And I am willing to be what I am. Mm. So I would speak to my heart like that. And I've always had a result. Now I'm speaking to you. That's part of the result that I've had. So you come to just continue the Dharma, continue the walk. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, bodhisvaha. Carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on. And cease to put any limits, any expectations, any time limits, any nonsense statements like, well, I'm not getting it, I don't get it, it's not quick enough. This may take lifetimes, this may come in a flash of a twinkling of an eye. So we don't put anything on it whatsoever except for I'm willing. Okay, we only have a few minutes because I have to leave. I will say it 5 after 12. So let's move on. And, namaste. Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti. I just wanted to share with you that the baby is growing. I was pregnant, I told you, in the past satsangs. Now we are in the... We are beginning the fifth month, and everything is going well. Probably this is a girl, and I felt like she wanted to speak to you. That's why.
Wow. this is wonderful. This is wonderful news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Blessings for this new life. How wonderful, huh? You take good care of yourself. I probably said that to you before.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you for telling me this is the fifth month and this is likely a little girl.
Yes. Huh?
You'll have fun with your daughter. You come back on and continue to let me know, okay?
Okay.
So thank you very much. Michael, I give you, let's take 10 minutes, not more, because I have to go. Michael.
Yeah. For you, and namaste.
Namaste, Michael.
Such a wonderful. I just feel this awakening. It's just like coming drop wise if I walked away. You said about the mudras that there will be a gift at the end. Mm-hmm. And I think I begin to realize what that gift, because now we've been working with the mudras for some time, and I can feel a very, very profound change in both my spirit, my mental, and my physical system.
Wonderful.
And that is really, really, really such a gift, because it has to do with become more willing, more committed. Not because somebody tells me, but because it becomes kind of an urge from inside.
Right. It emerges out of you, not because.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the mudras are so powerful because many of them is about becoming more committed, becoming more aware. And I just realized a week ago that they really had a profound change in my system. And I'm really grateful for that. And also, yesterday I turned 75 years old on this planet. Thank you. And you know, also the mudras, they keep my health fit, and I really am very grateful for that also.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Thank you too.
I really love you. Namaste.
I love you too with all of my heart. Namaste. Mm. So there it is. 1 hour, because that's what we have. And I want to repeat, let's look at satsang today. Ken left satsang for a little while because he was indulging in who knows. But here he is, and mistake make better. Mistakes really do show us, and sometimes just push us back in line with ourselves. And that's the gold. That's the gold in the crack. And worry and transparent vision and love and receiving in a different way, like Rahasya was speaking about. Oh, now it's meaning something else. Mm-hmm. That's always possible. And for Donnie, please send me a note saying whatever you have to say so that I can collect them and give them to him. And then worry. I mean, be willing not to worry. Hold on. I got a little Baltimore dust in my throat. I love you with all of my heart. Thank you for your prayers, because Don has awakened from his unconsciousness, And people ask me all the time to offer prayers for people I have no idea who they are. I just know their name. And I always feel that it's an honor to be asked to to pray for someone's well-being. And I thank you for your prayers for Don. Really wonderful. I'm sure that it was the best medicine. And he had great doctors and he has a great clinic. But prayers are an incredible, incredible medicine. And the tears did fall and the tears may fall again. And the heart was broken and it's happy that he woke up. And I love you with all of my heart. And that's the report that I have. Namaste, everyone.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Children and their children and their children, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. Children and their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. for you, he is 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 for you. Family and your children and their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you, he is for you. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Give you peace.